Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by ADM speech coach Jackie Seidel. Jackie, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for coming and asking me to talk today.
So it's speech contest season here, and the first competition of the year is this weekend. So talk a little bit about large group districts.
Yes, I feel like every January it kind of sneaks up on us, and we haven't had near as many snow days as we have had in the past, but we are definitely working towards being ready for districts. We have a really good team this year. We're right at 105 students, 9th through 12th grade, which is great, but it's exhausting as well, trying to find times and groups for all of those to be a part of. We have 17 different categories heading to large group districts between our freshman team and our varsity team, which is pretty exciting.
Absolutely, yes. 17. So that includes both varsity and freshman, correct?
Correct. Our freshman team is a little bit smaller compared to our 10th through 12th grade team. However, we have some really good numbers on our freshman team, which is great. So we have a Reader's Theater that's going into just a freshman girls group. And then we have three freshman improvs, which are pretty fun to watch. And I can't wait to see them develop and grow throughout the years.
All right. So every year you've had a pretty good team, pretty good sized team. You've made it to Allstate multiple times. What are some categories that you feel really confident about? I mean, I know you're not supposed to play favorites, but what are some ones that maybe if people go to the speech contest this weekend, they should make a point of seeing?
I feel like our core reading and our Reader's Theater teams are always usually very strong. The last couple of years have had a little bit of new blood starting to come up in those teams. We had for quite a while just the same kids over and over. But we picked some really fun and cool pieces this year. The kids are just so talented in our core reading. They sing and it's just so beautiful to listen to. So I really enjoy that. Our improv teams have just kind of grown and developed over the years. So that's always one that I would tell people if you have never really been to a speech contest before and you're looking for something new to see, go to improv because you'll always get a good laugh or two.
For sure. Now, as you mentioned, you've had a lot more opportunity to rehearse this year than you did last year or even the year before. So I assume that's been beneficial to the teams to get that extra practice time.
Oh, yes, definitely. Last year, I think the last week we were practicing with videos and kind of at our own homes because we couldn't get together just because the weather was not cooperating. So it's definitely great to get to run it start to finish and see that happen. And actually this Thursday, this might be a good promo for this, we're having what's called a community night where we want kids to just get a good feel of what it's like to go to contests. You know, we can practice and practice and practice, but until they get an audience in front of them and they can really feel what that feels like, they can't really be ready for Saturday. So on Thursday, starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to have all of our performances in the auditorium here at ADM. It's free. You can come and bop in whenever you have a few minutes. And we'd love to just see people that maybe won't make that trip to Woodward come and see us perform here on Thursday night.
All right. Now, you mentioned that you're heading to Woodward Granger High School this weekend. Talk about the day of and like if the public wants to come see it, how they can go about doing that.
Yes, our first performance is at 8 a.m. in Woodward at the high school. It is a suggested $3 donation to come in and watch all of the performances. We have performances from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. So we're kind of all day, which is nice that you can see lots of different performances. If anyone from the Adel area that would really like to come and see our kids specifically, because we don't broadcast that we're an ADM school performing, they can always definitely just get a hold of me and I can give them our schedule and I can give them the times that we will be performing so that they know where to find us.
All right. Now, for those unfamiliar with how speech contest works, talk about advancing from the district competition and then where you go from there.
Yes. So at district competition, there's one judge in the room. After the groups perform, they will get some oral feedback, which is probably the best thing that a young communicator can get someone to stand face to face and say, hey, you did really well on these things, and here are some areas to improve on. The judge gets to give them a rating, and anyone that receives a 1 rating gets to move on to the next state contest. And I think that sometimes people think that they can only send so many. It's anyone that they think is worthy of that 1 rating gets to go to state, which is pretty cool. Once we get to state, then it gets a little bit more difficult. Then you're going to have 3 judges in the room. The students have to get an overall 1 rating to be considered for Allstate, but Allstate is more about them individually picking who they think is worthy of Allstate. And then there's lots of numbers and things I got to figure out. So it's hard to get to Allstate. And it's definitely an achievement when you do make it there. And that's held at Iowa State.
All right. And so state competition is 2 weeks after districts, correct?
Correct. On the 8th in Waukee.
All right. So we've talked a lot about large group speech, and even though it's still a ways away, I also wanted to talk briefly about individual speech, because that's also a big part of it. Now, you kind of have to get through large group really to get into individual, but give me a little bit of a preview on what ADM has in store for individual speech this year.
Yes, I have kids stopping down to see me all the time asking, when are individuals starting? And I always say, let me get through district large group and then we will talk individuals. But yeah, we have lots of kids that are really excited about individuals, and that hasn't always been the case. So it's really fun to see those kids start to develop a little bit more independence and a little more confidence when it comes to their speaking skills. We have lots of kids interested in solo musical theater, lots of kids interested in acting, and even getting into, I think, what I would consider more of like the traditional speech pieces, like the expository address, original oratory, where they're writing and really picking a topic that matters to them and sharing those. So I'm really excited about our individual teams. We are heading to Panorama for districts and then out to Council Bluffs for state. So we've got a little bit of farther travels this year than we've had in the past, but I'm really excited, and I love individuals just because you really get to see that kid make so much progress and really shine by themselves.
For sure. Now, I know in the past you've had some conflicts with spring break and kind of falling on the wrong time. Is that going to be the case this year?
Yes. It always ends up that state individual speech is going to be that first Saturday of spring break. I try to warn kids and parents as early as possible. And some are so great about reworking their travel plans just so that those kids can perform before they leave. It has always been an issue for us. This year, we don't have a band and choir trip heading out to Florida, which that's the one year that really hurts our program. So there's definitely kids that are going to be impacted, but not near the extent as in the past.
All right. Well, ADM speech coach Jackie Saddle, anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about this weekend's competition or beyond?
Just that I'm really proud of these kids. I'm proud of their commitment and their willingness to try new things. Some of the things that I'm asking them to do are definitely outside of some of their wheelhouse, but it's always great to see a kid take initiative, try something new, and be a part of something bigger. So if you're free this Saturday and you want to make that trip to Woodward Granger, or even on Thursday at 8 a.m., I promise you'll see some really great stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jackie Seidel. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.